The Lord is good. Yeah, let's quickly kick into our issue for today. It's our School of Prayer, the second edition of it. We started it last week. Two things we are going to do today. One, we are going to it's the same study and pray we are going to do, but we'll divide it into two sessions. The first one, we are going to kind of pray for ourselves, and then the second one, we'll pray for our society, pray for our nation, pray for our state, pray for our country. All right? That's what we are here to do. Now, remember what I said last time, when we are praying together, I do not plan to give a prayer point and people will scatter. Because as they scatter physically, so they often scatter in their minds. All right? So, please, we are all going to just rise in our feet, not now, and then somebody will lead the prayer. Let me just share something briefly, and then we'll pray. Quickly, let's open our Bibles to the book of Psalm 23. Well, it's a well-known portion of the scriptures, the whole chapter. I said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou dost prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows." He said, "Therefore, surely, goodness and loving kindness and mercies will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Quickly go to the book of Psalms 91. Now, I'll just read a few verses here. We're going to come back to this one in a minute, but let's just get a few points. It says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High," this is New American Standard, "will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord," or like other translations says, "I will say of the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." Then I went ahead to say more things about the Lord. "For it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and bulwark." Now, I read Psalm 23 to bring out something for us. Now, the book of Psalms, it's like a prayer book. There's something I want us to understand. I said before that we often carry things to extremes. That's just human, all right? So when one movement wants to start in Christianity, it tends to throw away everything about the last one, including all the good things. Do you understand? They throw away the baby with the bath water. So every good thing, all right, is thrown away with the things that are not good. And one of the things I realized from Pentecostal actions, which what I studied over the years, which I practice also, is that we pray a bit carelessly. Yeah. All right? You see, let me tell you something about God. This is his desire. He wants to feel all in all. Actually, He doesn't like surprises. You know, before I used to ask myself, they say Jesus went and prayed all night. I say, wait. What did he used to say all night? Do you understand? Now, I don't want to discuss all those things in details. But these days, I have more understanding. I have better ideas of the things that he used to say than I had before. Now, once his disciples came to him and said, "Teach us to pray." And he said to them, "When you are praying, say." We can use as a pattern, but actually what he told them, that when you want to pray, use these words. Do you follow? Now, if you look at the way, if you look at the history of prayer and all of that, both in Christianity and other religions, you see people tend to do, they tend to have prayers that they will say at certain times. Now, I'm bringing out something here. Now, it appeared to us Pentecost as if it was too formal and not lacking in spirit. But actually, it's because over time, the structure had lost the spirit. Therefore, when you don't have the spirit and you see a structure on ground, you don't know where it started from. So you think that all there is to that structure is the formality that you are seeing. But if you had combined it with the spirit of the thing, you would have discovered the beauty of it. Do you understand the point I'm making? And I want us to rediscover some of those things. Now, I'm bringing out an issue here. if you read through the Psalms, all right, it was like a prayer booklet. And there's virtually nothing you will face in life that has not been addressed in the Word of God, both as prayer and as thanksgiving. And the best way, all right, to handle things in life, all right, is to find out what God has said. When I say God doesn't like surprises, there are words that He wants to hear. There are words that are appropriate to use. You see, Solomon talked about acceptable words. That is, there are things that are right to say. Now, the beautiful thing about that for us is that while we are discovering the right words to say, we discover the will of God. And prayer is actually just giving voice to what God wants to what God wants to do on the earth. Thereby, we agree with Him. We use those words, and then we are like the people releasing His power onto the earth. Remember what we discussed last time? For those of us who are around, we said that is the greatest weapon that the church has on the earth. Do you understand that? That is, you don't have to carry your own weapons. It's just that you have the ability to call upon God at any time, and then He manifests His power in your life. Do you understand that point? I don't want to talk for long. Now, so two things I want to bring out here is this. God has, now there are two ways we operate on the earth, and that's the basis for the foundation, for the prayer we're going to pray today. One, the Bible says not all men do not have faith. Let me put it like that. It's not everybody that has faith. What that means is that the president of your nation may not have faith. Do you understand what I'm explaining? Yes. But then, he still needs the power of God in his life. Therefore, you that have faith will call upon the power of God into his life because he's your president. He may not have the understanding to go and pray and say, God, reveal to me what to do about NEPA. Do you understand what I'm saying? But you that have the understanding, knowing that God has a wisdom, you can pray until, without knowing what he's doing, he does the will of God concerning NEPA. That's one side. Well, we'll do that. But the first side is, what about you that have faith? What is faith there for? Faith means that God has written things concerning my life. I have discovered them and I have believed them. Therefore, Jesus said, don't pray like the Gentiles pray. Praying about food and raiment and stuff like that. He said that's what, because they don't understand the will of God. They don't understand the power of God. They don't understand the covenant of God. Therefore, they spend all their energy worrying about how to get food. So it becomes their major prayer point. Now, please, I hope you are following what I'm explaining. So the way you pray for yourself, therefore, differs from the way you will pray for, like the president of the nation, pray for a nation of 140 million people, of which most of them don't have faith. Do you understand what I'm going to explain? You will see that as days go on, we'll be learning more about this. You'll find out that sometimes, like warfare, what I mean is that it's as if you want to force, you know, go around. We discuss that every day. People's actions beget results. When I say beget results, what I mean is this: if you're selfish, you invoke a spirit of corruption into the earth. You spoil things. You don't have to try. Things spoil because of the spirit of selfishness. Do you follow what I mean? Now, everything. I've said before, there are three things control the events on the earth. The behaviors of the people on the earth. The first is the plan of God, the purpose of God, the behaviors of people on the earth, and then what? The prayers. Now, the character of behaviors, the morals of the people on the earth, what that does is to cause, like we say in physics, an action that automatically brings forth an equal and opposite reaction. So, Adam sins. God tell, even if it doesn't say it, the truth is that for this thing that you have done, cursed is the earth. Sin always begets death. Now, you are a man now that God puts on the earth, and you are not a sinner, and you have 50 other people around you invoking the power of death by their actions onto the earth. Do you understand my point? And it's continual. It's continual. That's why you constantly make prayers for the nations of the earth, all right, your own nation now, for where you have influence. Use the power of the covenant, of the relationship that you have with God to overturn the effect of the other people's actions. Listen, you go to a country like America, most people there are criminals. I hope you get what I'm saying. Yes. No, I'm telling you the truth. That's how the earth is. Most people everywhere are criminals. When I say criminals, they may not take guns and shoot, but they will break the law given the opportunity. The law keeps them in check. Do you understand my point? They would like to evade tax. They are not, you know, they may have the spirit inside them that are selfish. But then, this is my own understanding of the whole thing. They were built upon the foundation of those who were not selfish, who invoked a strong power onto the place that keeps the rest of them in check and are maintained by the prayers of those who are there. Do you follow my point? Who are not selfish. Therefore, you find out that they have a greater power working on their side than the other people that are out there. What I'm trying to say is that they will tell you that, look, a friend of mine was telling me the other day that he saw one reverend gentleman, one of our senior colleagues, actually my dean, and he was wearing, he's a reverend gentleman, so wear a collar. So they were just chatting, and he told me, he said, oh God, no be all of these things. So say, Nigerians go to church a lot, and look at all the crime and the corruption in the land. And the man said, close the churches first, and see how worse it you get. And that statement is very true. Because it's a war. You know, you understand? We are pushing. People are pushing. We are pushing back. And I believe that if we understand these things and we pray effectively, you will discover that eventually we will triumph. In fact, we have triumphed already. We are overcomers in the name of Jesus Christ. But we have to continue our own work so that God will indeed do what he really wants to do on the earth. Don't wait for when everybody, say, if everybody will get converted, everything will just good. It won't happen. I like what God done said. That even God looked at it and said, I wish. You know what I'm saying? That he knows. I say he wished that all men would be saved. But he knows it no go happen. So don't even think it's going to happen. All right? God knows that it's a matter of wishing. You follow what I'm saying? But then, even though that doesn't happen, those of us who have faith, we have the ability to call the power of God. I just explained that one to bring out a word. Continually, so that the force of life that we are generating, we overcome this force of evil that those that do not have faith are generating. But concerning our own lives, because we have faith, things have been written. Do you understand my point? We discover that which is written, then we declare them. In fact, one of the things I believe, having studied the scriptures, is that Jesus prayed, most of those prayers in the book of Psalms were prophetic prayers. They were prayers that Jesus made for you and for me. And we know that God has answered him. So once we discover that the Lord made a request, we know that we already have the answer. So we declare, because like he said, because he has said, therefore we can boldly say. You find that in that Hebrews chapter 13. Now, so those are that's the foundation of it. First, we are going to pray for ourselves. I said, as time goes on, we'll take more time to do more of this, but we are getting into the flow. We're going to pray for ourselves, but what we're going to do today is to declare the things that have been written concerning our lives. Do you understand my point? Not like we are trying to beg and say, God, look at me here, not forget me. God, you cannot forget me. You threw away the ability to forget me long ago. Are you getting my point? I know that, look, you love me like the apple of your eyes. You can't forget that. My name is written on your palms. You can't forget that. All right? I am before you continually. You can't forget that. I like one thing that Ken Hagin said. The Lord told him, one day had a vision, and the Lord told him that, he said it was a vision. The Lord appeared to him, and there were two chaps standing behind him. He said, what's that guy looking for? No, one guy. So he said, what's that guy looking for? He said, oh, that fellow, he's your angel. He said, what? My angel? Then, so, and his own was that, look, prove it from scriptures that men, they get angels. He said, Jesus now reminded him that he said once that, talking about little children, that their angels stand before God all the time. He said, because you grow up doesn't mean you lose your angel. That we all have angels that stand before the presence of God. All right? Therefore, what am I saying? So God can't forget me. My angel is standing continually in his presence. I take that for granted. I don't have to stay up all night and say, God, do not forget me. I'll remind him, you don't have the ability to forget me. Do you follow my point? Every detail of my life is in his hands. He's apportioning my inheritance for me. Where I will live tomorrow has been decided. I pray that we'll take our eyes off materialism. Do you understand my point? Look, you don't lack anything. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You have everything you need for today's responsibilities. I hope you are following what I'm not explaining. So first thing we're going to do for the first maybe 15, 20, 30 minutes, depending on how it goes, is that we're going to pray for ourselves. And there's a way the prayer is going to grow. It's going to go. I'm going to lead the prayer. Okay? I want it to scatter. But with this one, with a lot of understanding, you can scatter. All right, but let's do it. We are together. When we are together, they should be together. Amen? All right, so that's what we are going to do first. Afterwards, we'll teach a bit, about 15 minutes, then pray for our country. And then, I'll probably will lead other people, if we have depending on how it goes, if I perceive some people are ready, can call one or two people to just lead certain prayer points, and then we'll finish on time. But we'll get into the flow of this as time goes on. So we can take one thing each day that will come. But let's start this one for today. All right, the Lord is good. If you believe that, rise to your feet and let us pray. Now, this is the prayer. Now, this is what's going to happen. Especially because you are praying for yourself, I don't want you to say amen to anything I say. I want you to repeat it, okay? Along the line, feel free under your breath to interrupt what I'm saying and say it as it concerns you. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are different issues that concern people. And if something comes up in your heart to the forefront, then it's good you address such things and speak specifically about them. I might say something like, the Lord supplies all my need, and you don't want to hear that. Once the Lord supplies my house rent, you know what I'm saying? All my need is too nebulous. It's just everywhere. You want to narrow it down. Feel free to do that. Is that all right? All right. Well, you can drop your hands later, but as we start, let's just put up our hands. For a minute, just under your breath, just give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for today. I thank you because your spirit is present. I thank you because your word is working in my life. And I want you to repeat after me. Say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I am not afraid of economic downturn. Speak loud, please, and be quick. God blesses me. My needs are supplied. I follow after righteousness, and all things are added to me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Say, the Lord is with me. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. For this reason, I have a sound mind. For this reason, I am sound in my mind. My mental faculties are in order. My mental faculties are in order. I am not confused. Because the Lord restores my soul. I am not perturbed. I am not disturbed. The situations of life cannot confuse me. Because the Lord restores my soul. Say, He guides me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. He guides me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. I will not fall into the temptation of the devil because the Spirit of Christ is in me. Say it again. He guides me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. I am a righteous child of God. Sin is not my portion. I don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. I don't walk in the path of the wicked. I walk in the path of righteousness. God is guiding me into righteousness. I have the ability to resist temptation in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the Spirit of Christ is in me. I overcome temptation. God leads me for His name's sake. Say, my steps are ordered by the Lord. I am led by His Spirit. I know and obey the will of God. Let's take that again. Say, my steps are ordered by the Lord. I am led by His Spirit. I know and I obey the will of God. Say, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even though I hear bad news all around, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. He preserves my life. His angels, they surround me and they deliver me. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so does the Lord surround me. His protection is over me. He says, His rod and His staff, they comfort me. He prepares the table before me in the presence of my enemies. He has anointed my head with oil. I have divine enablement to fulfill my purpose in life. I am not weak. I am not a failure. I have God's oil upon my head. The anointing of God flows through my body. Everything I put my hands to do prospers. Everything that I place my hand upon prospers. My office prospers for my sake. I am making my boss rich. My presence is making him rich. My co-workers are blessed because I am anointed. He said, he has anointed my head with oil. My life is not an accident. I was born on purpose to fulfill the will of God for my life. My cup overflows. I have all that I need to do everything that God wants me to do. All my needs are supplied. I have enough to meet today's needs. Declare again, all my needs are supplied. I have enough to meet today's needs. Declare, sufficient unto today are the responsibilities thereof. God has given me enough to meet all my responsibilities for today. I am not a beggar. I am not a beggar. I don't walk in lack. I am a giver. God makes all grace abound towards me. I have all sufficiency in all things, and I abound to every good work. Say, surely, goodness and mercies will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Say, the Lord has turned to me and is gracious to me. Even though I was lonely and afflicted, even though the troubles of my heart were enlarged, he brought me out of my distress. Say, he has brought me out of my distress. He has looked upon my afflictions and my troubles, and he has forgiven all my sins. Therefore, Satan has no hold upon me. Therefore, the troubles of life cannot hold me down. Therefore, I'm an overcomer. Let's say it again. Say, he has looked upon my afflictions and my troubles, and he forgave all my sins. My sins are forgiven because I have believed in his Son Jesus Christ. Because I have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, even though my enemies are many and the troubles of life increased, and there are many who hate me with violent hatred. Let me say that again. Even though my enemies are many, and the troubles of life, they are increased, and there are many that hate me with violent hatred, yet the Lord does guard my soul and delivers me. I will never fall into their hands. I will never be overcome. I will not die young. I will live and fulfill the purpose of God for my life. He said, the Lord guards my soul and he delivers me. I will not be ashamed, for I take refuge in God. In integrity and uprightness I shall be preserved. In integrity and uprightness I shall be preserved. For I wait for the Lord, and he will never disappoint me. I trust in him, and he will never fail me. The Lord redeems his people out of all their troubles. Say, I wait for the Lord, and he will never disappoint me. He will never disappoint me. My trust is in my God. My faith is in my Jesus Christ. And I know he will never fail me. Because the Lord redeems his people, and he delivers them out of all their troubles. Declare, the Lord will vindicate me, for I have walked in my integrity, for I have walked in faith before him, for I continually trust him without wavering. I want us to notice something here. Now, next thing I want to say, I want us to take it slowly, and I'll give us some time to think about it, because sometimes we talk like this, let us not convict ourselves with our speech, all right? So David says something like this. This is from the words of David. Having made this statement, he said, examine me, O Lord, and try me. Test my mind and my heart. Now, we'll take that statement again, and I want us to just pause everybody for a minute or two and confess. See, that's what confession of sin is. People think that confession of sin is that I stole, I did not steal. I looked at a woman lustfully. Those are, I'm not saying they are not sin, but those are the things that are morally so terrible that we easily recognize. But not trusting in God. How many times have you put your faith in America and have not put it in God? Are you getting my point? How many times have you put your faith in Lagos, Port Harcourt, Abuja, or even Enugu? When they transferred you out of town, you wanted to go mental. Because you thought God was in that particular city. Are you getting my point? So we'll declare these words again, but when I get there, I will just pause. And everybody, you just bow down heads and examine yourself as the Lord is revealing to you. There and then, you will start hearing words, you know what I mean? You will just remember something, you will know. Look, all of a sudden, I don't know the will of God. Nah, bobo. But this is the faithfulness of God as you declare, that is, as you acknowledge. God, you see, God is not like, oh God, please, I'm sorry. No. Just say it is wrong. That's all. Acknowledge that it's wrong. That's all. And he forgives you of that iniquity and then cleanses you of all unrighteousness. That is the consequences of that life thought pattern. Is that okay? Now, we'll go over it again. When I get there, we'll just pause and I give us like 1 minute or two to do what I said. Now, let's go over it again. Say, the Lord will vindicate me because I have walked in my integrity. For I have walked in faith before him and have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Now, just bow down your heads and pray. Now, pray this prayer as you are doing that. Say quietly. Don't shout it loud. Now, say, examine me, O Lord, and try me. Test my mind and my heart. It's a very simple prayer. Just give us like 1 minute to do that. Say, examine me, O Lord, and try me. Say, test my mind and my heart, especially where I have not trusted you. Because we have declared that God will show forth our righteousness. God will pour forth his glory upon us because we have walked in our integrity. Because we have walked in faith before him. But then we now ask ourselves that, have I really done that? That's why one man said, I believe, Lord, help my unbelief. That's what they are doing right now. I said, Lord, help my unbelief. Yes, you may have thought you were doing everything that you know to do, but there are places where God will point out to you, say, you haven't trusted me here. Therefore, do not wait for my vindication. But you will confess it, and then the confession is correct again. That is, these words you are declaring will take over those things. The blessing of God will pour into that area. Now, let us declare, having done that, say, Lord, thy loving kindness is before my eyes. I want to declare it loud like you believe it. Say, Lord, thy loving kindness is before my eyes. I will walk in your truth continually. Say, I consecrate and declare as follows. Now you are declaring this concerning your life. Say, I do not sit with deceitful men. I do not consider their counsel. Nor will I go with pretenders. I hate the assembly of evildoers. And I will not sit with the wicked. I shall wash my hands in innocence. And I will go about thine altar, O Lord. This is what it means. Declare this. He said, I shall lay my life before you continually. And constantly confess my shortcomings to you. Now declare loudly, I shall see your power in my life. That I might proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving. And declare all your wonders. Now I want to shout this loud. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
The Lord is my salvation and my deliverer.
The Lord is my salvation and my deliverer.
The Lord is my security.
The Lord is my security.
I will not fear anybody.
I will not fear anybody.
I will not fear anybody.
I will not fear
anybody. Say, the Lord is the defense of my life.
The Lord is the defense of my life.
I will not be afraid of anyone.
When
evildoers come upon me to devour my flesh, when my adversaries and my enemies come against me, they will stumble and they will fall. Said, though a host, that is an army, encamp against me, my heart will not be afraid. Said, though war may rise against me, though war may rise from my working place, or it might rise from my lecturer, or from somebody who claims he does not like me, or from my competitor, from envious colleagues, from thieves, from robbers, from sickness,
from any agent of the devil,
I will not be afraid.
Because the Lord is with me.
In spite of their rising, I shall be confident.
Because the Lord is with me.
Declare it, the Lord is my light and my salvation.
The Lord is my deliverer and my security.
I will not be afraid.
He said, now let's pray this prayer. He said, this is my desire, O Lord, and I ask you to grant it.
That I will love your word,
and you will fill me with the knowledge of you.
That I will love your word,
and that you will fill me with the knowledge of you.
I ask that you will give me spiritual wisdom
and understanding
so that I might grow in the knowledge of God.
I pray that my heart will be flooded with light,
so that I can understand the wonderful life you have promised to those you called.
I want to realize a rich and glorious inheritance
as you have promised to your people.
This is what I have desired,
and this I will seek.
Declare, in the day of trouble, he will conceal me in his tabernacle.
In the secret place of his tent, he will hide me.
He will lift me up upon a rock
so that I will be lifted above the enemies that surround me.
See, I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy.
I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord.
This I declare of the Lord.
He alone is my refuge,
my place of safety.
He is my God,
and I trust him continually.
He will rescue me from every trap
and protect me from the fatal plague.
He will protect me from the diseases that fly around
and keep me constantly healed.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
he will heal me. He will shield me with his wings
and shelter me with his feathers.
His faithful promises are my armor and protection.
Say, do 1,000 fall at my side,
10,000 at my right hand.
These evils will not touch me.
I have made the Lord my refuge.
I have made the Most High my shelter.
No evil will conquer me,
and no plague will come near my dwelling.
I will trample down lions and poisonous snakes.
I will crush every opposition under my feet.
Every work of the devil is destroyed under my feet.
Because the Lord rescues me.
Say, he satisfies me with a long life.
And he shows me his salvation.
Just wave your hands and give the Lord thanks for that. That is a thing that the Lord has done for you.
And that's a confession you make continually.
That is the prayer you pray for yourself.
Because the Lord's word is true at all times.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Is there somebody feeling blessed? If you are, shout aloud, amen.
Amen.
All right, let's take our seats for a moment. Just teach for a few minutes. And then we'll pray the second set of prayers that we have.
The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. If you believe it, say amen.
You know what I will do? I will write that thing out properly and I will print it. Alright? Next time you come around, just pick one. You wake up in the morning and read it out. Alright?
Anybody who wants to read it must remember to satisfy those things in there.
Because I have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because my sins have been forgiven.
Alright, the Lord is good.
Now, I just want to read a few scriptures for us concerning God's commandment on how and why we should pray for our nation. Quickly, let's open our Bibles to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2. You will notice that all those things that we read out, they were all lifted from the Psalms and modified. You know what I mean? I'll read it out, and based on understanding, I'll rewrite some things to make it clear for us. Because the scriptures, all right, they are able to make you wise unto salvation. They give you what God has said concerning your life, and if you believe and hold on to it, you will discover God's blessing manifested in your life all the time. First Timothy chapter 2. Now, from verse 1, it says, first of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, in order that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, you see that there's a purpose here. He said that we pray for kings, which Paul said elsewhere in the book of Romans that they were appointed by God. We pray for all those who are in authority, including local government chairmen, including our policemen, soldiers, anybody in authority, including the boss in your office, anybody in authority. Why are you doing this? He says, so that as a consequence of your prayers, you may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. And he said, this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. Now, you see, there are some things that, let me just explain them so that in case some of us have been believing those kind of jokes, all right? They are not true and we shouldn't believe it. I said last time that I heard people tell me that some things are the sign of the times. Therefore, you should let them happen. That's what they imply. I like what the Kenneth Hagin said, that the Bible even said that children will be rebellious against parents as a sign of the end of the times. Do not leave your children to go haywire. The truth about the sign of the end of time is that parents will be irresponsible. It's not as if the children will all wake up and say, okay, now rebellion time. They have been rebellious since they were born. And I can prove it from the scripture. Say, foolishness was wrapped up, specially packaged, gift wrapped, and put in their hearts. It says, bound in the heart of a child, but there's a technique for loosening the bondage and allowing the foolishness to go. All right? And it's a rod. Now, I'm not bringing something here. So, it is not because it's the end time they suddenly become more foolish and more rebellious. I believe that most of it will be because of the irresponsibility of the parents. What I'm trying to explain, that you see things that are wrong out there does not mean that it's a sign of the end of time. So, you let the thing just happen. What God has told us is simple. If we pray for kings and all those, that is presidents now, governors, that's what I mean by kings, and all those who are in authority, will be able to lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. Now, Paul wrote this when the church was being persecuted here and there. So it's not as if he did not know the troubles in the land. But what he was saying is that if you persistently pray, that persecution will stop. Those troubles will stop. You know, be careful that you don't take your news from television and the newspaper and make it look like as if the word of God is not true. Are you getting my point? I believe very strongly. A lot of, you know, this is just by the way, so that you understand some things. You know, in America, they sit down all the time and they do Christian politics. Remember, Christian politics. Christian, let us gather and worry our, if you know the way Americans work, phone your senator not to confirm that Obama's nominee for Supreme Court seat. You know, we want to harass, we are playing politics like the war because that person is Libra, is Libra, is Libra. And you say, why should they allow homosexuals in the army? Why should they legalize gay marriage? Now, I used to get carried away a bit, but after some time I realized that that's not the problem, really. Really. If you like legalize gay marriage, that's not the problem. You know what the problem is? You know what the problem is? It's inside church. That is, God has never, that one is not a problem. The problem is that when you, the so-called church, ordain homosexual ministers, no matter how much you pray against those legalizing gay marriage, never work. It will never work. It will never work. If you set up Christian communities as businesses and you call them churches, no matter how hard you pray against corruption outside, it will never work. You see what the problem is? So instead of mounting and saying, okay, doing Christian politics on television, forget it first. Let's go home. Flog ourselves. Talk to ourselves. If we come out in purity before God, then you will discover actually that the word of God works. And then in church, they won't have to campaign and you look and say, okay, all you people are legislating from the bench and spoiling our society. And they pray against you, you will just die the next day. Believe me, the church is very powerful. No, you know, the other day I was driving to work and I was listening to a message in the car. And Ravi Zacharias was one I was listening to that day. And they were just telling the story, not really saying anything, just telling the story about how Ananias and Sapphira died. And you know what they did? They just tell small lie. You know, that sin, compared to today, nothing, no. What did they do? Small thing like this. All they say is this the whole money? And they said, yes. You're a key person for that. You're a key person for that. Then the wife came and said, was it the truth your husband was telling? The woman just agreed. You'll die. Am I saying they shouldn't have died? No, that's not what I want to discuss. My issue was why they died. I'll tell you the truth. It was because of the purity and the integrity of the apostles with which they began the church. Listen, that thing was so terrible compared to what was going on that the Holy Spirit couldn't stand it. But now, nobody could die. I should let anybody die. My pastor said, you know, is this the whole money you used to build this church? Where's the rest? So, you understand? We all be deceiving ourselves. So at the end of the day, nobody's dying. Everybody's going around in fact. Now, you get what I'm going to explain. That's why people know the mud again. That's why they don't die anymore. Now, I'm going to emphasize something. So, it is not as if God doesn't answer prayers. That's why, you know, things are spoiling and you are playing politics and they are still appointing. Take America as an example now. They are still appointing homosexuals as governor. You know, all those things that they are complaining about. No. It is more of a pastor would divorce his wife on Monday and marry another girl by Saturday. Those are the reasons. God, they look at this person shouting against, look at you. Divorce one woman today, Friday, you don't marry another one. What does that tell the rest of us? No, don't call my name, Holy Spirit. You have been seeing the girl before, you decrease. This is true now. Which kind of Holy Spirit just came upon you? You understand my point? You divorce your wife today. By the following week, you don't marry. And you are telling me, say, you are not lusting with your eyes. I beg clear. Those are the things that worry God, though. Do you follow what I'm saying? That's why it appears as if anybody can look. Ananias and Sapphira, even now today, we're making head dicking. Actually, die. We're making head dicking. All right? That's why sometimes when we are praying, this just by the way again, I said, if God answers some serious prayer, God has a rule. Judgment starts in his house because he must never be called Pasha. No. He doesn't understand that. You know why he punished David? He said, David, you want to disgrace me? You know, he told David, I've forgiven you. You know, that's why Nathan came and said, God has taken away your sin. But the boy, this is embarrassment now. You know now. Say, I know. It's embarrassment. How are we going to handle the other nations when you, the champion of righteousness, see what you can do? David says, so how far? What's going to happen? Now they can't read loud. It wasn't for David. It was for everybody else. They don't go and do nonsense. I just come and say, I will say sorry. Sorry, sometimes they get cost too. No, really. God didn't mind just saying, David, okay, forget it. He said, David, wait. I got to make you an example. Before they just go and be our business anyhow. And believe me, I'm sorry to say this, I have no proof to say that the Nigerian politicians are more corrupt than we Christians, the ministry especially. I have no proof for that. I can't swear. And that's why we like them now. When politicians say, one, two, Thanksgiving, we'll clear church for them because their offering will come that day. Oh, my, I love to debacle. I love to debacle. The Lord is good. But you've gotten my point, all right? But what I'm trying to say is that indeed the Lord answers prayers, all right? If you fulfill his conditions, believe me, he does answer prayers. And why did they say we should pray for our leaders? He said it's for our own sake also, or especially, not just also, especially, so that we'll be able to lead a quiet and peaceable life, like King James says. Now, there's another scripture I want to read, then we'll pray, and then we'll close. Jeremiah chapter 27. This one is actually very interesting. Why I said everything I said was so that people won't go around like, I've heard those arguments before. It's end time. That's around nonsense. Okay? Even if it was end times, you know, you can postpone the ending of the times. I'm telling you what I'm saying, that's not supposed to be a joke. What I mean is that if you say it's end time, all right, good. He said, Lord, if this is the kind of calamity you want to cause because you're coming, just shift and forward small. Let's rearrange this place. No, I'm telling you the truth. Because Daniel, no, what I'm telling you is the truth. That's if, now, you know, I said if, even if you were correct, because you are not correct. Do you get my point? Even if you were correct, but you are not, by giving that argument that because of end time that things would just be getting rougher, I don't believe that thing. I can't believe it. All right? What I'm trying to say is that there was a time judgment was pronounced upon Nebuchadnezzar, and Daniel taught Nebuchadnezzar how to suspend the judgment. Yes. Okay, if you will just change, do this, do that, and begin to show mercy to the poor, break off from doing iniquity and all of that. So perhaps they will just shift the day of judgment. It might be a lengthening of your days that is in prosperity. So let's just forget that one. Is that okay? It's not end time. Our country can be good. Did I hear an amen? It will indeed be good. Did I hear an amen?
Amen?
Every little thing we see, like, you know, in Enugu now, the gist is everywhere. Enugu roads, the governor is walking in Enugu, Lagos State governor, they are walking, you know, people like that. It shows that people can walk. Take encouragement from things like that. If persistently we enjoy the kind of progress we've had in Enugu in the last 18 months to 2 years, and we stretch over 10 years, after a while, when you land for Enugu, you're not going to go down somewhere in the U.S. you land, or in Nigeria, you won't know, really. You won't know. I'm serious. And believe me, we will get there.
Amen.
I need to say this so that we won't think that we are wasting time praying. We are actually going to get results praying. In fact, I like what that reverend said, that, look, let me put my own words to it. The amount of good we have experienced now, is that okay, is a result of the good prayers we have prayed. A lot of the prayers are not good prayers, but the good ones are amongst the prayers that we have prayed. They are working. And listen, go and read Rejoiner. I think it's in Prophetic Vision for the 21st century. He describes something that when apartheid was going to end in South Africa, is that okay? And, you know, the way it happened, how they handed over de Klerk and handed over to Mandela. He said the plan of the devil was to wreck that nation with violence. That the plan of the devil was to spoil everything. But that people prayed and it didn't happen. So the devil, in his fury, went across the border and poured his fury on Burundi and Rwanda. That was what the prophet said, and I cannot argue with him. That what you saw in Rwanda was the devil that was chased out of South Africa. And there was nobody making intercession for Rwanda. So the devil said, fine. Listen, go and listen to the story of Rwanda. The Bible said there are things that the ears of men will hear and their ears will tingle. Like, no, it did not happen. I saw a clip. God, terrible. I know journalists were there filming. And they showed people on the road. I still remember one lady was lying down there. She was not dead yet. She was still breathing, bleeding. And one guy carried cutlass, hit her some more. And this went on for 2 months. It wasn't one day, as if something else came over there overnight. 2 months. They did this continually. The Canadian general that was in charge of the UN peace operations, they said till today he's on drugs because of that. The man said till today he's on drugs. He's constantly taking antidepressants and anti-anxiety drugs to keep his brain together. He has not recovered. A white man. Rick Jonah said that venom was meant to be poured on South Africa. But when people refused, the devil looked. And threw his, and that's life. The devil tell you the story of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You know, the bomb that dropped on Nagasaki was not meant for Nagasaki. No, I'm telling you. The city they sent the men to, there was cloud cover. Let's put it like this, there was prayer cover. So when the pilot looked, and he could, either Hiroshima or Nagasaki, one of the cities, the pilot was not sent to there. The city that he was sent to, that day there was cloud cover. He looked everywhere, he couldn't see anything. Finally, he checked the other alternatives he had and moved over to Nagasaki, the next industrial city, and dropped his bomb. That his people covered one city, and the evil landed without where there's no cover. What am I trying to say? I've said many things. One of them is that don't say Nigeria is bad. You don't know how bad it could have been if people did not pray the prayers they prayed. And for us to move into the next realm of prosperity and leave this apparent badness, we need to continue praying and not give up because we think something did not work. Believe me, plenty of things they work for Nigeria. And they said, mudslide in China killed 100 and something. I said, now, wow. There are things we don't hear of for this zone. Because God knows that if mudslide for anybody, we go, the person just cuckoo, we just put IRP on top of the mud. We no go dig. So God said, wait, don't just slide mud in that area. I believe all the prayer for mercy we always pray. Do you follow what I'm going to explain? All right, so it is important, all right? We pray our prayers and God will continue to bless this country and we'll continue spiritually the way we have been going on. Believe me, we'll get to a place where the danger will not be that of laxity. Do you understand my point? Yeah, that's the problem. You know, when people don't chop belefu after a while. So yeah, pray for the country. Say, wait, everything is okay now. All right, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. I said we should open somewhere, right? Jeremiah, no, I said 29:7. Now, why? What I'm even bringing out from this story as it connects to Jeremiah is this. Now, Jeremiah was, you know, there's this thing we quote all the time from verse 11. I know the thoughts I have towards you. That's Jeremiah 29. Thoughts of good and not of evil to give you a future and a hope. I like us to read it in context. You know, when God said that, Jeremiah told them, this land is under judgment. Therefore, I'm sending all of you to Babylon to go and stay there for 70 years. That was the story that Daniel read and he began to pray. He said, the land is under judgment. So you guys go to Babylon, stay 70 years. It will take 70 years for you to come out. Some prophets were saying that in 2 years, this yoke will be broken. They were saying, okay, I'm not saying, Jeremiah said, relax. 70 years, you are going to be in that land. And as a result, let's just read it so that I'll just give it. We're telling them, let's start from verse 4. Thus says the Lord, that this was sent to Jeremiah to the exiles. He said, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and become fathers of sons and daughters. And take wives for your sons and you give your daughters to husbands that they may bear sons and daughters and therefore multiply there so that you don't decrease. Now, this is where my story is for today. And seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile and pray to the Lord on its behalf. For in its welfare, you will have welfare. Are you seeing that? I'm using the New American Standard. In its peace, you will have peace. In its prosperity, you have prosperity. When God sends you somewhere, it is not, look, you know, we used to preach that, no, only the church will prosper and the rest of the world will be in darkness. I believe that thing temporarily, until somebody corrected me many years ago. It doesn't work like that. The Bible says clearly that you are in the world. Just that you are not what? Off the world. No matter how good your God is, he gives you the latest G-class, Mercedes-Benz, brand new. In fact, the last 1 week, you are still tearing the rubber, I never finish. Oh boy, if there's no road in your community, what do you go do? You go organize praise worship inside your car on Sunday. Do you follow what I'm going to explain? That's what it means when they say in his prosperity, you experience prosperity. They give you motor car. It's fine. Yes, the Lord can do anything. Look, listen, I know he can do it, but there are things he doesn't do usually. Doesn't create road on Sunday morning because you did go to church. If you created it on Sunday morning, everybody could pass them on Monday. So, what I'm learning is that you can't prosper alone. It's not possible. Arise, shine, for your light has come. When darkness covers the earth, then the church shines so that people can feel the light that they are producing. Not so that we say, hey, we are the church. You people are in darkness. You are getting the point I'm making there. So he told them, seek the welfare of that land. He was sending them into exile. And then I said, don't let the prophets deceive you. That's in that verse 8. Who prophesy in my name? The truth, verse 10, is that 70 years is what you will spend in Babylon. When that 70 years is complete, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you. He said, why am I telling you all of these things? He said, I know the plans that I have for you. That's verse 11, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. My emphasis for today is at verse 7, where it says, seek the peace and the prosperity and the welfare of the land that I'm sending you to, and pray for, how did he say it again? Verse 7. Pray to the Lord on its behalf. Are you getting my point? That is, if God wanted you to pray to him, if he's not willing to do something. I told you that prayer is about knowing what God wants to do. Is that okay? And then saying, giving him the authority to do it on the earth. Because this is what he does. If God wants to bless Nigeria, he sends Christians into Nigeria and says, okay, when you get there, ask from me concerning the nation. Do you follow my point? Let me give you my own gist again, then we'll close. We'll pray, then we'll close. It sounds funny anytime I say it, but it's the truth. God looked at Abraham and said, Abraham, come, let me show you the stars. He said, so shall your seed be. The stars, he said, can you number the stars? No. Okay, you remember the story of the stars? There are different kinds of stars, though. There is a star that's 4 billion light years away, which is bigger than the sun and all of that. That's one group of stars. There are stars that are people. Are you getting my point? There are stars that are light shining at night in cities. Hear what I'm saying. If you like, think I'm joking. But God knows that I believe what I'm saying. When you fly over a developed country at night, you will see stars. You're not getting my point. If you fly over a well-lighted city at night, bros, you will see stars. This is my persuasion. When God took Abraham out, they went for a flight. And they went over the earth and brought saw stars above and saw stars below. And God told him, so shall your seed be. That is anybody that believes. That's the seed of Abraham. These are the things I will produce in their lives. Listen, please, one day enter plane for night and fly over a developed city. Do you understand my point? Enugu will soon reach there, amen? Not with that one at the talk. Go and fly over Dubai. Fly over, yes, Paris would be a nice one. Fly over LA. Alright? Fly over cities like that. You will understand why Abraham was ready to kill his son. I'm telling you. So that his descendants might produce some things. Are you getting what I'm saying? Listen, no, I believe that totally. That's what God wants to do, to fulfill, alright? To fulfill the promise he gave to Abraham. Therefore, we have to get our own stars flying in Nigeria. And that he might fulfill that, he sent you and I here. And he said, ask me to put stars on your... In fact, prayer point for today. You will ask for stars in your homes. Yes, you will ask for stars on the road. Not the one power, a tiger, generator beside you. Do you know what I mean? Proper stars. Real street light. Now they call star. You understand? Yes, just no normal light. Now, to Abraham saw all kinds of things. There are stars he saw that we have not yet produced, and it's called the development of this nation, Nigeria. I believe that totally. If you've been to Abuja in recent years, you know that these things are doable. And if you have been to Enugu in the last 18 months, you know it is still doable too. Did I hear an amen? And greater things are going to be done again. Therefore, let us rise to our feet again and pray for our nation. Now, we're going to take some important prayer points. Number one, I want us to pray for security in this our land. You know, they told me this evening, and I began to prophesy, you know, about some boys who decided to go and kidnap a seven-month-old child so that they can ask the parents for money. I told my wife they're in trouble. No, the child is not in trouble. The parents are not in trouble. Those boys are in trouble. I suspect that they thought it would be quick money. But now this is quick death. I was feeling sorry for that in my heart. Hey, you are dead. Quick money kills. Please, oh, in Jesus' name, I command you not to love quick money. You know Judas wasn't planning to kill Jesus Christ. I hope you know. You know he wasn't planning to kill Jesus Christ. He thought that when they want to arrest him, Baba, hey, they don't know. You could just blow. The man who stops storm can create storm. Pwah! Storm will carry all of them away. To his amazement, they arrest him. Ah, Judas said, no. Maybe the battery has run down. More quick recharge up. I try recharge the thing. It's not good recharge. Ah, no. Before his eyes cross. And the guy bring their money. Say, yeah, take. I don't want money again. He said, it's too late.
A lot of people look for quick money. That's how they find quick death. You understand what I'm trying to explain? Anyway, this is my own. This is my message. All right. Those boys just found quick trouble. I don't even feel like giving them quick death, but they just found quick trouble. But want to decree that this is our Enugu. All such activities we meet with rapid judgment in the name of Jesus Christ. Brother, I'm ready to pray. No, let us pray. Let's just bow down our heads and just put up our hand, right hand, as a sign of authority that we are walking with God in this our nation. Father, we give you thanks because indeed Jesus reigns upon the earth and we are his people in this land. Lord, we decree according to what we have read that when you see such things, you are displeased. So we declare your displeasure upon kidnapping in this land in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say every activity will be met with quick judgment in the name of Jesus Christ. You foul spirit that excites men into such activities, we cast you out of our land of Enugu in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare safety upon every child that moves on the road, upon every adult that goes about his honest business, upon everyone that sleeps in peace in his home. We declare safety upon him in the name of Jesus Christ. Why do the heathen rage, you said, and the people imagine a vain thing? Every vanity imagination in the hearts of evildoers of this land, we raise the sword of God against them and we declare that they are judged in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, he that sits in the heavens shall laugh on God's behalf. Brethren, we laugh at their activities. We declare in the name of Jesus, you will not prosper in this land in Jesus' name. Amen. Safety is our portion. Amen. We declare that safety is our portion. Amen. We declare that safety is our portion. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I give you 1 minute. Each person, pray a prayer for your father, for your mother, for your brother, for your sister, for your cousins, for people you love. Declare upon them, mention their names if necessary. Say, in the name of Jesus, it is well with you. As you go about, nobody will kidnap you. A man who wants to steal from you will enjoy himself in the process. Pray for your father. Say, it is well with you. The angels of God will surround you. Ask God concerning him. Say, Lord, I ask. Protect him for me. Let no evil come upon him. Pray for somebody that you love. Declare the blessing of God upon your wife. Declare it upon your husband. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, upon this land we decree safety in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, upon this land we decree peace and tranquility in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, as your people, we ask for mercy. The kind of mercy that triumphs over judgment. Lord, we recognize that there might be people out there bringing forth the force of evil. But we overcome them by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We declare that righteousness will reign in our own land in Jesus' name. Amen. We declare that evil will be judged rapidly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We ask, Lord, that you will not delay, all right, in judging violent crimes. That you will not delay because that's when the hearts of men, all right, don't learn righteousness. He said, but when thy judgments are upon the earth, O God, then inhabitants thereof they learn righteousness. Lord, we approach you with a heart of faith. We approach you with a heart of innocence and integrity. And we ask for your mercy upon us individually and as a church. And because of that, Lord, we say, let safety be upon this land in Jesus' name. Amen. Devil, we speak to you. Pack your load and get out. Amen. We speak to you, you violent demon, in the name of Jesus, out of this state in Jesus' name. Amen. As we go about, the angel of the Lord, they will encamp around us and deliver us. Amen. It shall be that to be our testimony that Satan will look and say, you have surrounded them with a hedge round about. Yes. Therefore, there's nothing I can do to them. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Now, let's again pray. You know, I believe so much. We're going to pray one prayer for Nigeria. All right, that's the one. If anybody has something specific about that, you can just come and whisper in my ear. But I have just 2 things to ask us to pray about. And we'll pray about this again and again for the nation, all right? Now, our time is going, but we'll pray again for the body of Christ. Maybe we should start with that. Then we'll pray for the nation. I want us to pray about power in this country. You see, we talk about it. We don't pray about it. All the analysis I've heard from here and there, that's the singular, most important reason
why development is difficult. That is the single most important reason why development is difficult. It's like, let there be light. Even God only wanted to do things. What was the first thing he said? Light. He first manufactured his own nepa. Before he made, that is to make the earth move water, they needed power. To make plants and make animals, they needed to move the mountains here and there. But we want to move mountains without any power. So all of us are getting small power in our backyard. So we can't move big mountains. We'll pray about that. All right? We are going to come, because I'll get more information, but for now, the information I have is that the reason why a lot of states who have the power have not yet developed their abilities is because of the constitution, which makes it difficult for them to control the power they generate. I'll get more information on that, but we'll just speak a few words about it, all right? But before that, I want us to pray one prayer for the church. That's the only problem I have. This is how I'll say it. You say, Lord, well, let me first say what I want us to pray about. We preachers, we lie too much. And a lot of people who claim to church, they like it like that. Those who claim to go to church, they like it like that. Yes, I won't go into details. You know, there are times I sit down and hear some people, maybe I'm watching TV, and say, wait, does this man really believe? This guy is not here. Chima, one day he and I were talking. He quoted something that one man said when he came to their church to preach. Oh, not their church, really. They came for a major program in town, and he went there. I said, you can't tell me that man doesn't know that is a lie. Because if he doesn't know it's a lie, there's something seriously wrong. It's easier for me to know that the guy is just telling lies, to believe that the guy is just telling lies, than to believe that he doesn't know that what he's saying is not true. It's like a doctor telling you, take this 2 Panadol for your pneumonia. Do you understand my point? He said, look, is that guy really go to school? Because every Tom, Dick, and Harry knows you treat pneumonia with antibiotics. And the man said, if they bound you with goats in sacrifice, you sacrifice a cat to break the sacrifice, you must be out of your mind. So I submitted that he knows the truth. Just there was something he was trying to do. So that's why he closed his eyes to the truth. This is my prayer. I said, Lord, quiet. Don't kill anybody. That's your, I know they pray that kind of prayer. Not in church. But reduce the influence of voices that don't tell the truth. And there are people who are preaching truth everywhere. Lord, give them platforms. Give them a voice and turn the hearts of your people to love the truth. That's my prayer. That is, it not pass as I don't talk and so. Do you understand my point? Say, Lord, deliver us from covetousness. In fact, let's be praying as I'm talking. The Lord is here. Abi? Uh-huh. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for the body of Christ in Nigeria. Lord, deliver us from covetousness in the name of Jesus Christ. The spirit that makes material acquisition appear like the sign of success, Lord, we reject it in Jesus' name. Amen. We know that you are a God that blesses your people. We know. We believe it. Lord, we believe in prosperity, that you desire to bless your people. But Lord, we refuse the spirit that goes after the goods that you bless people with rather than the truth of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, our hearts, Lord, desire to know the true God. So that if indeed they take the whole world and give us Jesus, we will still be satisfied. Lord, we reject the gospel or the message that says that material things are a sign of success. No, Lord, we reject it in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask therefore that you will open our hearts as a body in this nation to truth in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you will give speed to the messages of truth in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Open great doors that truth might be proclaimed in this land in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Raise young men, young women, people who love you and who love your word. Raise them up, Lord, to have a voice to speak for you in our churches in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we ask that you silence the voices of deception. Move them back, Lord, into back places and into corners. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we do not want people, Lord, to blaspheme your name because of us. Therefore, we ask, Lord, that the world that glorifies that name
be elevated in Nigerian churches in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we reject the spirit of spiritual corruption. Amen. We reject the spirit of materialism amongst our ministers. Amen. We reject it in our churches. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, I ask, Lord, that the message of holiness in his purity will be preached again in the church in the name of Jesus. Amen. That the message of faith, you said, take hold of one and don't let go of the other. Lord, the true message of faith, the true message of holiness, the true message of prosperity, we want all of them mixed together, Lord. The true and pure messages, the messages as released by the Spirit of Christ, that's the one we want, that loves you first and allows you to add every other thing to us. Prosper those messages in our midst, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And Lord, we know that our land will feel our effect if we obey those truths in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, Lord, we pray for our land. For this nation, we ask for one thing specifically today. Let there be light in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let there be a constant supply of electricity in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
How many megawatts are we going for? By the end of the year, is it 6,000? Lord, let us have 12,000 in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are able to do exceedingly far above all that we can ask or think. Men, natural men, have thought of 6,000. Go far beyond that, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm sorry I have to pray like this. Every man that thrives on power failure, and therefore does not desire us to come out of this darkness, Lord, silence him, incapacitate him, summarize him, but remove him from influence in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, let such people not have voices. Lord, let their spirits not be able to rise to effect anything again in this nation in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We silence them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, there are young men, young women here and there, Christians and non-Christians alike, who you can use to do this work. Lord, we ask that you raise them up.
Amen.
There's a Joseph in one corner, raise him up, Lord.
Amen.
There's a Daniel in one corner, raise him up, Lord.
Amen.
There's one Bezalel in one corner, concerning this light matter, raise him up, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we desire this testimony, that when the Lord turned again the captivity of Nigeria so that they had uninterrupted power supply, it was like a dream. What we thought we will achieve in 5 years, let us achieve in 1 year, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. In this land, we will prosper. In this land, we will manufacture. In this land, we will assemble cars. In this land, we have the best hospitals in this continent in the name of Jesus Christ. One day, people will look. Lord, one day it will happen. This is our passport. I've heard these prophecies here and there. And it will happen. When we arrive at airports, it's respect. People will look at our passports. That nation in which we did not know such a transformation could happen so quickly, the people from there, they have come. And respect will be ours, as glory, Lord, is yours, in the name of Jesus Christ. There's a prayer Jesus prayed, and we'd like to pray it. He said, Lord, glorify your son. Lord, we say, raise up this nation and glorify your people therein, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, thank you for what you have been doing in Enugu. Lord, thank you for our governor. Thank you for what you have done through him. But we pray, Lord, specifically. First, we pray for him that you give him wisdom. Lord, you say we should pray for people like him. Lord, we pray that you continue to guide him and lead him into the path of fulfilling your plan for this land in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask for mercy upon the land and we declare prosperity upon Enugu State in Jesus' name. Lord, we have seen roads built. We have seen culverts. We've seen sidewalks. We've seen attempts at doing great things. Lord, we ask that you bless those works in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is not human effort that succeeds. It is the blessing of God. Therefore, we're asking for your blessing upon this land, Lord. Pour your blessing in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, many things remain to be done, like this power thing. Water and all of that. But all these things that come with development, we receive them from your throne and we say, Lord, release them into this land in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, because you have heard us. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Everybody, please just put up your hand. Father God, for everyone that is present here today who have united, Lord, to ask good for this land, I know they have sown spiritual seed. I don't have time. I was going to teach about the prayer that has blessings attached. But Lord, I ask that you bless them today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
These hands that are up, Lord, let them receive an anointing for financial prosperity in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let these hands receive anointing for marital prosperity in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let these hands receive the anointing for academic prosperity in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let them receive all the things that you add unto righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let the sick woman there be healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I speak against sickness in every body present here. Every body that is there. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the body of Christ was broken that you might be well. Therefore, receive healing, absolute, complete healing now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I declare that it is well with you.
Amen.
Satan, I command you to take your hands off their bodies in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, because you have heard us in Jesus' mighty name. Let's just wave our hands and give the Lord thanks because he's so good. Let's just thank him. Hallelujah. We give him thanks in Jesus' mighty name.